Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Two down, one to go, baby. We'll send you to Ducks Insider from 1 to 2 with Joey Mack, and then we'll hit you the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's prime time, baby, from 3 to 7 to take you all the way home. Shout out to our homie. Somebody I've known at this station for a very long time, somebody I love and respect and have always enjoyed working with him. A quick shout out of love and everything to Ryan Buckley as he ventures into his last days here at the Fan again.
Bids adieu.
Again.
Is he bids adieu part two?
Yeah. Part two for adieu.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll get to see you. I usually don't see you when I leave this. So if you're listening right now, I hope you know that I love you and respect you and will dearly, dearly miss you. Suppose I could just, call him or text him.
Love you, Buck.
I do have his phone number.
Yeah, he popped in and dipped out on me at NBC.
Oh, yeah.
He's good at that.
And you were like, I hate that guy anyway.
God, I'm a guy from the freaking Bay, man.
With Rop out, so you'll get a heavy dose of Ryan Buckley in the next 2 days. So give him a shout out. And then you get bonus coverage tonight. Andrew Nemec recruiting from 7 to 8. That'll be 14 hours of continuous
live. I wonder if
he'll
have anything on Oregon State.
Oh, I'm probably going to download that podcast from the Fan Podcast for
because there's stuff
sure.
coming out today that is going to make tomorrow a lot of, if you're a B fan, buckle up.
Yeah, 14 hours of continuous live and local coverage on a Thursday right here on the Fan Sports Network. And speaking of that, on the show tomorrow, we will dive into this Oregon State NIL. Dirt and Sprague kind of beat everyone to the punch on that and had the guy who wrote the story from Sportico on. That was a great, great interview. Go back and listen to that. I'm going to take a real big deep dive into this. I've had some conversations with Andrew Nemec, some other things. So we'll approach that topic tomorrow on the show for a Friday and also maybe try and take a peek at this private equity situation going on in the Big Ten. And then we'll do kind of the normal looking of the game. I got questions about, can Cristobal change the narrative this weekend? Can Kalen DeBoer change the narrative this weekend? Some coaches in some really interesting places in college football, plus some NFL stuff to get to tomorrow. And don't worry, baby, we'll talk some baseball too. So that's a good Friday show. 10 toes down here in about 15 minutes. So get any of your questions in. We've got a few going. We'd love to have some more, but we'll start here on Thursday Night Football. And we were kind of teasing this last segment about, the borderline unwatchability of this game tonight. I think I'm going to go into this game tonight purely from a standpoint of how good are the Rams. I think that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to use this game almost like a preseason game. Now, look, it's the NFL. The Niners can win this game. I don't want to sound like I'm poo-pooing them and they got no shot to win this game. But I think that's how I'm going to look at this game. I think I'm going to look at it like the Matt Stafford to Puka Nacua, which has been like, I think they're the number one targets quarterback to wide receiver in the NFL.
Puka's just
And everybody was worried that Davante Adams was going to take, attempts away from him. So I think I'll look at how good Stafford looks. I'll look at that defense and kind of just, it'll be my chance to really, really put the Rams on my brain. Are they a team that can win the Super Bowl? Are they a team that can go after the Rams or the Eagles? We saw them in Philly. They're a blocked field goal away from winning that game. And you were looking at the Pro Football Focus stuff yesterday. They were number one, correct?
Yes.
They were number one. Yes. So I want to see that tonight. Show me that tonight. I want to see that.
Looking at the game-by-game grade, these are Puka's BFF grades by game. So this is, they watch the film, they do all the things and put the grades in for him. He had a 92.3 in week one, 77.1 against Tennessee, 89.3 against Philadelphia, 92.1. He has a 93.5, which is number one in the NFL. He is, by God, he has been unfreaking believable. So through four games, he has 49 targets, 42 catches, 503 yards. He only has one touchdown. That's the knock. He has 500 receiving yards through four games. Like, he is just, I mean, his numbers are absolutely bonkers.
But a lot of that has to do with Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is quietly having maybe the second best twilight of a career. I'll say third best twilight of a career behind Tom Brady and John Elway. In terms of an aging quarterback that clearly has his best days behind him.
Do we put Breeze there?
Because
he wasn't a spring chicken when.
But they're in playoffs. I'll throw Breeze in there. Yeah. I'll throw Breeze in there. Although I think this Stafford Rams.
Peyton was throwing ducks at the end.
Peyton was rough at the end. Yeah. I mean, he won a Super Bowl, but he was rough at the end. And that Super Bowl was also really rough to watch. That Denver defense was pretty good.
Yes,
Von Miller.
Heard
of Von Miller?
Very good.
I want to give more flowers to Stafford in this than Breeze. I think this Rams team could win a Super Bowl, and that's what I want to watch tonight.
I put Kurt Warner on that list, too. Arizona Kurt was.
He's the unicorn of them all.
He's pretty good.
He's the unicorn of them all.
But as it pertains to Stafford, Stafford may be the best quarterback in my lifetime of get it to the dude. Okay.
Well, you learned from Calvin Johnson. That helps.
The arguably the two best receiving seasons outside of Randy Moss's insane season in my lifetime. Randy Moss with the Patriots, Vikings.
Although Randy Moss with the Vikings
was really good, but that season with Tom Brady was just, what is this? The two greatest receiving seasons in football, Calvin Johnson, Cooper Kupp. Mm. What's the one constant? It's Matt Stafford.
It's Matt Stafford.
He is the king of get my dude the ball. And he builds a relationship and a rapport with that dude better than anybody else in the NFL.
Yeah.
Burrow's there with Chase.
Sure, sure.
But
it helps that it started when they were college kids.
But it's even more than that. Like, Stafford just builds that up, and you know where it's going. And it does not matter.
Is he going to go down as maybe the most underrated quarterback in the history of the NFL?
He's on the list.
Because I think
he's 100% on the list.
I think he would have stayed in Detroit for his whole career.
He 100% would have been the face.
I don't know. I was going to say he would have disappeared as the most underrated.
I don't think so, because his numbers would still be.
Because I think he would live in like a Matt Ryan world.
Which,
like, a really good quarterback,
yeah, that's
but not
fair.
A Hall of Famer.
Well, no, his numbers still would have been so. You know what? Let me pull these up. Pro Football Reference. I want to see where Stafford sits all time.
Hot take on the fan text line. Puka's a mediocre guy. Stafford just force feeds his dudes. Megatron, Cup, and now Puka. Do the dudes take advantage of the forced targets? Yes. Is it mind-boggling or super impressive? Not really.
That's
Puka, third-tier fringe, second-tier guy. That's almost as hot as you saying Dante Moore was rattled in the first half.
That's a spicy take.
That's real spicy.
That's a spicy, spicy take.
I hear it. I hear it. I don't think I agree with it.
Let me see.
Good on you sending that in. 503-864-6326.
Where do you think Matt Stafford ranks in career yardage all time?
Top 10.
He's 10th. Who is in front of him is a legion of yup. Dan Marino.
Yep.
Guess who's next? You just said his name.
Tom?
Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Philip Rivers.
Rivers. That's my guy.
Then it's that's my Rodgers. And you will not get a modern era Super Bowl winning quarterback as fifth all time. And I bet you if you quizzed people outside of his city, they would not get this.
Is it Joe Flacco?
No. No.
This is all time yards?
All time yards. Fifth all time.
Won a Super Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl.
And nobody's going to get this?
Nobody outside of his city.
And it's a modern day quarterback?
Yes. Nobody will get this outside of his city.
Is it Russell Wilson?
No. No.
Okay, I'm out.
Roethlisberger.
Benzo, huh? Hmm.
No one outside of Pittsburgh is getting that right. No one outside of Pittsburgh is getting
that.
Yeah,
we don't think of him as passing yards. He played for a long time, though.
64,000 passing yards. Ben Roethlisberger. People do not think of Ben Roethlisberger when you talk about prolific passers.
No, you don't. No, you think of gamers. You think of Moxie. You think of he's got a little Dan Fouts in him where you can see dudes hanging off his arms and he's somehow throwing the ball down the field.
Shaking somebody off. And we'll go again. Your top 10 in passing touchdowns. This is going to really kind of, if you want to talk about the underrated all time.
Yeah, well, you're going to have Breeze 1, Manning 2, or no, Brady 1.
No, underrated.
Oh, underrated. I was on the list.
But okay, passing touchdowns, yes, you've got Brady 1, Breeze 2, and then Peyton 3.
Yeah.
It's all the guys you think. Rodgers 4.
Rodgers at 4.
Favre 5. Try and name 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Is one of them Matt Stafford?
Stafford's 9.
One of them, Matt Ryan.
Ryan's 10.
And then your other ones are probably Dan Marino.
Marino 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 6 and 8 left.
6 and 8 left. Give me...
Are we still on passing yards?
No, we're on touchdowns.
Oh, okay.
You paying attention over there, Rust?
No. Joe Montana.
I'm out. Aikman?
It's the other guys. 6 is Rivers. 8 is Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger's
the most underrated quarterback probably ever.
He's got 2 rings.
He's top 10.
He's got 2 rings and a loss.
Passing yards, passing touchdowns, and he's a Super Bowl winner.
I think Roethlisberger is properly rated.
Nobody is putting, if you ask somebody to rattle off their top 10 quarterbacks of all time, outside of Pittsburgh, he's not making that list.
I think he's properly rated because he played in a time with Brady and Manning and was still able to get Super Bowls with those guys. Look, there's a while there where if your name's not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, the only people winning Super Bowls is Ben Roethlisberger.
But think about this. Like, he's ahead of guys like Elway. He's ahead of...
That's also a modern game, though.
I know.
Keep that in mind.
Again, like, you go down...
That's why Marino's the most impressive of them all.
Like, you know, Mahomes, Bledsoe. Like, you just kind of go down this list of guys. Donovan McNabb, Steve Young. It's... Do you know what's nuts? Is Ryan Fitzpatrick is 40th all-time in passing touchdowns.
Played till he was 45.
He played for a long time. But, like, again...
And on bad teams that had to throw the ball.
To your point of Matthew Stafford, I think even if he stays in Detroit...
We start looking at these lists.
You start looking, and you're like, God dang, this guy's numbers are bonkers. Like, we had this discussion... I don't say argument, because you and I both agree a couple weeks ago about, is Stafford a Hall of Famer? It's like, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, the Super Bowl cements it.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, even without that, like, Dan Marino was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but Dan's different. Dan's different. Dan and Aaron Rodgers are, like, if you could take Dan Marino and Aaron Rodgers and put them in the same body, that's the greatest quarterback of all time.
But I think it goes to show, like, is like where Stafford is, where Roth, like, you're all-time.
Amazing what happens, how easily you can disappear in sports.
But, like, if you're talking about the all-time underrated list, your Mount Rushmore is probably Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger. That's probably the list.
How are you underrated? Top 10 receiving yards, and you got two Super Bowls.
But that's what I mean. Like,
and a loss.
I bet you people.
To Aaron Rodgers.
Number one, people are going to put Elway higher. That's 100%. That's 100%.
That's nostalgia, too.
That's 100% going to happen. You're going to have some old heads like Johnny Unitas, like something like that is going to pop up. Or, you know, somebody's going to put Mahomes there. Someone's going to put Mahomes like top 4.
He will finish there.
But you know what I mean? Like, somebody's going to put him there. Somebody's going to put, you know, some weird person out there's gonna be like, you know, Boomer Esiason is gonna be up there, and of course Steve Young's gonna be up there.
I know. You start, imagine if Steve Young had 3 more years.
But Terry Bradshaw's, you know what I mean? The eras certainly skew this stuff a ton, but Stafford's numbers and his production, his career, is insane.
All right, last call for 10 Toes Down. We do that next. Unequivocal answers to the questions that you have going into the weekend, whether it's sports, personal life. One out, top of the first, 0-0, Cleveland and Detroit. Detroit's got a base runner on first. 10 Toes Down is next. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Can't count on much these days, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. We're happy to have you. 503-864-6326. Also, the YouTube chat is how you can get those questions in. And let's just jump right into this, because we had a leftover one from last week that I have a feeling can get a little spicy in here, but let's not get too wild on this. 10 Toes Down, at their peak, Guns N' Roses was a top 10 rock band of all time. Ten Toes Down, you want me to start? I will start.
Yeah, go.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No. No, thank you. Slash is fantastic. I'm not a kind of guy. Plus, a couple of their most popular songs are songs other people wrote.
Fair.
And the band as a collective is not as good as a lot of other bands out there.
Their peak was very short.
But very big.
But very big. But I'm a huge Slash guy, so it's hard for me to like say no. I get where this is coming from.
I mean, the November Rain when he's got the cigarette in his mouth,
dude,
the whole time
is
so amazing.
That music video, that's Sweet Child of Mine. Like, I remember Skate World, speed skating backwards.
Sweet Child of Mine.
I mean, that was, yeah, that's, oh, I'm going to say no, but, and I'm going to be 10 toes down on the no, but I get your argument. You're not coming from a crazy place.
That sounds a little five toes on each side.
I'm saying no. Okay. I'm saying no.
We'll get to a little bit of sports. Let's get into that WNBA conversation that we were having earlier.
Yeah.
This question came in on the text line, and whether you meant it for 10 toes down or not, I thought it'd be fun for this segment's purposes. Do you think a lockout is what we were discussing in the WNBA? Do you think it will destroy the league? People will lose interest from all the momentum they've gained. Do you think the league will be done after a lockout?
No, but it's going to hurt them a lot. It's going to hurt them a lot. It's not going to kill the league, but it is going to... This is a fork in the road for the WNBA. It's not going to kill them, but if they don't get this right, you might... You're not looking like a USFL situation, but you may see a splintering.
Well, I think having the NBA backing you still will keep you alive.
Yes, and that's...
So I'm 10 toes down, yes, but it... All the goodwill you've done over the last 5-10 years, it will put you back 10 years.
It
will all be forgotten. I mean, Caitlin will still be around, Paige Beckers, mm-hmm. you know, and some of the OGs, Sabrina.
Thankfully,
and
you've got young
Asia
stars.
And all these people, like, they'll still be around, but all that momentum you built over the last 5 years will send you back 10 years. Because now you're gonna have to re-convince people to watch a league that reality people weren't watching in the first place.
And oh wow. Oof. No, you.
Me?
Yeah, man, snuck that one in there.
It's not that I don't like the league or don't like the sport. It's just I look at numbers.
Yeah.
I see numbers.
And it is doing better, but, and again, it's not going to kill the league for the one reason that you mentioned for me is the NBA having a 42% stake in the league, so it's not going to allow it.
They'll back it. If they've taken a loss in money before, they'll do it again.
They did it for 20 years. 23 years, I think, is the exact number, if I remember right. But beyond that, they're... I hesitate to say this just because nobody here is going to get worked up about it, but WNBA fans are some of the most tribal fans I've ever seen in this country.
Dude, it's like MLS, man.
It's bad. And the female sports segment has never been through one of these.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
At this level.
In any sport, yeah, that's fair.
And particularly in this country, I'm very interested to see how fractured that gets. Because the female sports base, not that you didn't exist, that you didn't matter, you've just never been on this level of a platform before. And if all of us, like...
It's almost kind of talking about...
The picking of sides, that the tribal part of that, I'm very interested to see how that shakes out.
Also, yeah, that's a great point, too, in the you've never been here before, how do you handle mm-hmm. it? It's kind of like somebody that's never been to a Super Bowl or never been to a World Series. How do you perform on the big stage? Do you get cocky? Do you get scared? Mm-hmm. Or do you stay focused and locked in?
Do you fracture?
I'd be interested to see, and if there's any of you WNBA fans out there, 503-864-6326, I'd be interested to see... The reasons, and I'd love to hear the discourse on why you wouldn't take the player's side in this, you know?
But what player? Because here's the thing. There are going to be players who are going to be like, I don't want to walk out because I need this. And they're going to be
because
some,
I don't make $15 million off the court.
And that's what I mean. Like
you mean it from a player perspective, not a fan perspective, which will trickle to the fan.
And there will be inevitably because it happens in the big, you know, the big four. There are plenty of people who take the owner's side because they look at this and they go, you're getting paid to, you can say whatever you want about billionaires versus millionaires or all that kind of stuff. We're not even doing that with the WNBA because none of them are millionaires on the court, but you're going to get people siding with ownership.
Like if my favorite player is Asia Wilson and she decides she doesn't want to lock out, do I follow her? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because
that's a great question.
And that unification, the only thing I think that the WNBA players are unified on is wanting more money and wanting Kathy Engelbert out.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two things.
But if it's going to cost you money for some of those, you might change a tune.
Mm-hmm. You might go to overseas. You might head to another league. You may just be like, I can't afford
to do
this.
And this is why there will be no guaranteed contracts in the NFL, because the NFL will wait them out.
The NFL will never win that battle.
And you could maybe start an argument that that was a mistake in previous collective bargaining agreements for the NBA, because there's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do it, there's no going back. Yep. And that's why I am the anti of you in baseball, that there will be no salary cap.
That's why baseball is going to push so hard for it. And if they don't, they bar the doors.
This is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. Your unequivocal questions that we have to put all 10 toes down to answer. We've got some more for you when we come back. But first, the Big Kahuna with sports.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Shout out to the guys on YouTube. We left the camera on, and Danny and I were having a really fun discussion.
Yeah, no, we were not mad at each other at all. We were just having a very intense. But for those that don't know, like, that's normal.
Yeah. Yeah, the mics just turn off because we have to fit in our endorsers.
Yeah, like, we just push the mics away, and we, like, whatever we're talking about before, or something we're going to talk about, or something pops up on Twitter or something like that. The only difference is I cuss a lot more.
Ditto.
It's amazing when the red light comes on, I just stop doing it. I just need to have one of these in my life.
And then I hear the phrase all the time of, this is going to sound really out of pocket, as Danny says something that's really in pocket.
You can't be as blunt or as forceful. And if you think I'm blunt and forceful on air, you've no idea.
10 toes down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. We'll keep this riding in for a double segue today. Here's a good one. Food-wise, with me, all things considered, lamb is better and more versatile meat than beef.
I'm going to go and stand up for this one. I'm going to put all 10 on the ground, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to turn my volume down.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Didn't expect that.
We are the only major country in the world that does not have lamb at the top of the meat food pyramid.
In the world, Craig!
It is the most widely produced meat, outside of chicken. Like, it's like red meat.
Yeah.
And it's expensive as hell here, and I don't understand why. It's delicious. Dusty's going to come running in here and be like, don't you dare bring lamb in the studio again.
I love lamb. I think the problem with me is I've had it at restaurants so many times that I never order it anymore because I've been burned a lot on lamb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have. I do agree it is extremely versatile and lovely, but I think it's easier to screw up lamb than it is beef.
I will agree with that.
And I think I'm probably going to the wrong restaurants or ordering lamb when
because
I shouldn't.
Good lamb.
But my wife will make a lamb bolognese that...
Oh. Bro, when you pair lamb and Italian food, It's a just
lamb done well, better than beef.
Yes.
But being more versatile in terms of potentially
also,
sucking, I don't know.
Yeah, I ate lamb for basically 5 years in the Middle East.
Well,
and
yeah,
it was just
that's what's there
in every shape, form, and fashion. And it was always so unbelievably good.
Hey, guess who just got a single in this game?
Who?
Chase DeLauder.
Hey, is that
welcome
his first
to the postseason, baby?
Oh my goodness, good for him, man.
Welcome.
Got a walk yesterday. Now he got his first major league.
Got
hit.
A walk, an error, and a single, dude. You're on the path,
look
man. Welcome to Cleveland, baby.
Look, I love this. They're cutting away to all 30 of his family and friends in the stands, and they are losing their minds. That's the thing I love about baseball, man.
Yeah,
when you first come up and you get your opportunity, look at he's. Tapping the helmet to the family. That's mad. Cool,
don't get
man.
Thrown out on the base path, brother.
Don't Jose this.
Don't do this. Zach too says soon? On the YouTube chat, beef is just more profitable. So surprise, what do we get the most of? Welcome to America.
Well, beef
that's
is
a
more,
fact right there.
Beef is more profitable in the sense of like per pound because the scale of the animal.
And in this country, we make way more of it.
That's the thing mm-hmm. is because if you go anywhere else, there's more sheep and lamb than anything anywhere else. It's almost as prevalent as freaking chicken. It's nuts.
10 toes down. What's the worst World Series matchup from MLB's perspective, but the best from a fan perspective? It has been floated on the text and YouTube that it is Brewers-Mariners.
The battle for the Seattle Pilots.
Now, keep this in mind. It is the worst for the MLB and the best for the fans.
I, because in the NL, it would have been the Reds, 100%.
Reds Guardians, 100% would have been terrible for baseball. Also terrible for fans.
Yes,
that would be rough baseball.
But
watch,
like,
I'm not gonna
lie. You're not really getting a team that's not quote unquote good and or fun out of the NL. I mean, the Brewers are good and they're fun.
They're really good. And Pat Murphy is a red ass. Like,
yeah, like there's a lot of stuff there.
He keeps pancakes in his pocket.
I'm gonna go out of left field here. I'm gonna go Brewers Jays because nobody gives a damn about Canada.
But a whole country,
we don't care about them. I think it'd be great for fans because the Blue Jays are. I mean, dude, are you kidding me? Vladdy Jr. You've got dudes. Like, that's a fun team.
What's really difficult for me is I really want to say Phillies Mariners.
No, that's...
Because so many people hate Philadelphia.
But that's the thing people would hate watch.
And people think the Pacific Northwest is full of a bunch of losers. But I think that would have a lot of juice, baseball-wise. And with Cal Raleigh and the Mariners being good, finally, I think that loses that for me.
Because Red Sox, Yankees, you just throw that out entirely.
It's so hard for me to look at this because I watch so much baseball. I think the answer is Blue Jays Brewers.
Right?
I think it's Blue Jays Brewers, and I think it would be really, really good baseball.
Because even like
I'll take the Brewers in six.
Like even if the Tigers, let's say
might
the Tigers
even throw
out game.
San Diego, Toronto. No, too many superstars.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tatis and Machado. Like they're Major League Baseball is totally fine with that. But nobody in this country gives a damn about the Blue Jays. Nobody. Nobody cares.
No.
And if you throw the Brewers in there who are out of Milwaukee, yeah, they're fun, they're cute, they're a long-established franchise, but outside of that region, nobody cares.
I love this text. You're cute. Cubs, Red Sox, you're cute, but outside of Dodgers, Yankees, that's probably number two.
Yeah, you've got two of the oldest.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
I like trolling. I like where your head's at, but that's the number two most rated World Series.
Yeah,
Cubs, Red Sox, losers on losers? Let's
go. I would
go.
Hate that with a fiery passion of a thousand suns.
I don't think it would be very good baseball either,
no,
just personally.
No.
I don't think the Red Sox are very good.
I think the other argument from the AL is Tigers, but Scooble in a World Series.
Nah, Tigers are good.
That's what I mean. Like, they could 100% be fun and good.
My buddy just texted me, you know, like, who do you want? If you're a Mariner fan, would you want to play Cleveland or Detroit? The answer is Cleveland, dude.
Yeah.
Detroit has guys everywhere. Even though they've sucked for a while, they got guys
and
everywhere.
And the thing is, the Blue Jays have dudes. There's no doubt about that.
Some kid named Vladdy Daddy.
But nobody in this country cares.
Yeah.
So.
Plus George Springer.
There was another one on the YouTube, 10 toes down, NBA-wise. Who's the team that comes out of the East?
10 toes down, boy, they want Orlando, and I'd love to say Orlando.
I would love to say Orlando, but I'm not going to.
10 toes down right now, give me Cleveland.
Yep.
Especially when LeBron goes there at the trade deadline. Hey-oh!
Oh,
that was a hot LeBron.
Yeah,
take.
No, I was like, oh my God, did he hit another home run? Like,
No, give me Cleveland. I think it's their year to do something. I think the Tatum injury comes at a fortunate time for them.
But hey, he might be back now. You know, he's out there. Jason Tatum, the Celtics saw what happened to Kawhi, and they put Jason Tatum on a full on PR press tour of this new medicine and treatment that he's doing. Because I imagine
what is it called? Steroids.
They did his Achilles repair within 24 hours, which is not normal. And there's this whole new process. And he was out there peddling this drug and talking about all of like it's like TB12 with his alkaline water. It's like, okay, let's see you come back first. And I hope he comes back and I hope he's great. And all those things are awesome. But if Cleveland doesn't do it and there's not an injury,
heads are going to roll.
Like, that's a problem.
Cleveland won. I'll go. God, the drop off from here for me is so rough.
People are buying the Knicks, and they did look very good.
I'll go
good.
Cleveland 1. I'll go Knicks 2. Give me Bucks 3 just because of Giannis.
Okay.
And I'll take the Magic there at 4.
I would go Cleveland, Orlando, New York.
Okay.
The spicy one that everybody seems to like is Atlanta, but if your point guard's 5'11 and plays zero defense, I'm not interested.
I'm out.
Rest of that team, I like. I like Dyson. I like Ricochet. Like, I'm picking up what they're putting down, but Cleveland, this is a zero excuses season out of the East with the knock on wood of injury prevention.
Back to this baseball thing, I would like to see Cleveland Dodgers. I'd like to know if
that's selfish.
Pitching could stop that.
That's nothing.
Do they feel inevitable after watching this? Like, they've struggled throughout the season. Do they feel a little inevitable after playing the Reds, or were they playing the Reds?
Well, yes, they're playing the Reds, but the only thing stopping the Dodgers is the Dodgers.
That's true.
That's
the stats on eighth inning hits and runs and pitches for the Dodgers in these two games is so ridiculous.
They had, in the two games against the Reds, for those that weren't paying attention, just saw the scoreboard, they had 28 hits in two games.
That's nice. And I think they found their closer in Roki Sasaki.
So, again, the Dodgers get out of their own way. There's nothing to stop them.
That is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. If you guys participate enough, which you did today, thank you much for all of your interaction with us. We can run two seggies or we can call it a day. Speaking of calling it a day, we'll do that next. Closing arguments, 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Adios.
See you later, bye.
If you like radio calls of baseball, you can switch over to our sister station 910. She'll be playing all those games all day. So if you're bouncing around in your car when we're break.
I like a 910's a she.
They're all a she, baby.
A she.
They're all a she.
We get it. What's her name?
910.
No.
She a 9 or a 10? You choose, baby.
Hey. Like that.
You choose, baby. So if we're in commercial break, why don't you slide over there, catch an inning or so, and then swing on back, because we got live local programming today.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
We'll be back.
You think we see Scooble in this game today?
If they need him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's win or go home.
I guess everybody's available, right?
Elimination game. All bets are off.
Yeah, I don't think Shota Imanaga will come out for the Cubs. Mm. I don't think so. Dylan Cease had a nice game yesterday. Plus, his mustache rules. Okay. Dude, baseball facial hair, when done right, looks awesome.
The only ones who do it better are the NHL.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because a lot of those guys in the NHL, though, they have these scraggly beards because they can't grow a beard.
I'm talking about when done right.
Oh, when done right, yeah.
An NHL playoff beard is something to behold.
Stephen Vogt has decided this is a borderline bullpen game, as Ciccone has already been pulled, and they're going to the bullpen. Runners on first 40, and third.
45 pitches?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Bossman Cooley, noted Red Sox fan, he asked me, you know, hey, you get first inning jitters? And I was like, nah, dude, we're going to lose. Do I care?
You haven't sat still for 4 seconds. You've just wiggling back and forth. Mike just keeps going back and forth.
Have you noticed that's like my new kind of tick?
Oh, yeah.
The thing, yeah.
It's why I don't touch mine. Because I I haven't mentioned this before.
I think Rob and I both do this a lot, which is why we're breaking it.
Which is why it's always like falling apart. But yes, all of mine I save for the commercial break, and I pace around in here and I stretch and I do push-ups. I do all of my stuff during the break.
You are nicer to the equipment than I am.
I have respect for technology.
We'll finish up closing arguments with this. You were talking about this earlier today. Camouflage, camo and cargo shorts is the greatest combo of all time.
Oh, so good.
I'm going to have to cry foul on that, man.
I lived in it.
And that's the only reason why you think that, though.
It's so comfortable.
Camo is a color, not a material.
But it's just comfortable.
I do like the material that camo's on.
Have you ever thrown something camo on and been like, this feels bad?
I've never worn camouflage in my life. Never.
Wow.
Why would I?
God, you are a communist.
I'm a socialist. I want you to get that correct, my friend. I am not a commie. I'm a socialist.
Yeah. All right. That's why you're always hammering sickle over here.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Yeah, man.
They wear camo too. Their camo's weird.
Dude, I'm not communistic life.
Their camo's weird.
Do they have camo?
Yeah.
What color is it?
I mean, it's green and black, but it's like the patterns on it are funky.
So there's no universal camo pattern.
God,
it's country to country?
Oh, yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Hell, they had multiple iterations of camo when I was in the military. We had the old style BDUs. Before that, we had in Desert Storm, we had what we call the chocolate chips. Then the Marines went to MARPAT, which is the kind of the quasi-digital camo.
Air Force to catch up so hard on this.
Air Force had tiger stripes in Vietnam that were green, and then we brought, for some reason, these blue tiger stripe ones, and I made the joke that it's blue because it matches the carpet that we work on. Then we went to the green tiger stripes, and now we've gone back to more of a digital, like my Nike Tech Fleece is a digital. It's kind of boxy.
Okay.
So then there's different versions of digital camo. There's a metric crap ton of camouflage differences. Two on, one out. Top 1-0. Of the third.
1-0. Brian 1-0. Rocchio almost caused another run to come home.
Ruh-roh. The roke giveth and the roke taketh.
Yeah, the camo stuff I totally understand because that's, you know, that's part of your life. Like you said, you wore it all the time. I just want to know, why was I told for 15 years that I can't wear cargo shorts, and now everybody wears cargo shorts?
Because you let women keep you down.
I like women, though.
I do, too.
I don't think they were keeping me down. I think they were looking out for me.
No, they were denying you.
An error by a first baseman who doesn't play first base.
Hey.
Congratulations.
They are
paging Carlos Santana, paging Carlos Santana.
They are denying you the privilege and the comfort of cargo shorts.
The privilege.
You have so much storage.
I don't think you can get away with any phrase of the women are denying you privilege of fill in the blank.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if that's going to fly.
They're persecuting you.
Again, I don't think you can say women are persecuting me because of fill in the blank.
Man, like when you have the freedom of the cargo pocket, it is amazing.
What do you put in there?
Everything.
Yeah, I don't.
Everything. Mm-hmm. It's so, so, so great. You ever I always have my keys, my wallet, my cell phone, whatever else. Like, you know, I used to carry my EDC knife all the time. And then obviously I carry something else.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, you know, but beyond that, just have like when I chewed, throw my can of chaw in the side pocket.
You're not at the wear circle on the back of the jeans?
I don't want to sit on it. And not
cowboy.
No, man.
Mama, like, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Why would I do that when I could just put it in a side pocket and never have to deal with it?
It's my Waylon Jennings voice. I'm working on it.
For a long time, I'm still a wallet guy, but I had a wallet that was like 2+ inches thick, and I used to wear it in my back pocket, and then I got cargo pants, and I went, never again.
You got a Costanza wallet, don't you?
Yeah, it's not full on, but it's pretty close.
Well, that's pretty close.
But what do you never see? Me sitting on it. It's always out when I'm sitting down, and when I'm standing up, it's in my front pocket.
But why don't you leave it in your front pocket when you sit down?
Because it just pulls in my pants weird. I don't like that feeling. But beyond that, I also, it's very hard to, this is like, tradecraft is a stupid word, but it's very hard to pickpocket a front pocket. And so when I was overseas, I'd always button my cargo pocket, or if I did have something on me that I needed to make sure, I'd always put it in my front right pocket.
That's why I live here.
Oh, and your cell phone, that they steal everything in one fell swoop.
Well, yeah, if you're going to go out, you might as well go out with a bang.
Yeah, there you go.
My wife just texted me and told me I'm still not allowed to wear cargo shorts.
Preschool, come on. Quit persecuting.
I love you, baby. Thanks for looking out for me.
Yeah, why don't you put your passport in the back of that thing, too? That way they can get it all.
Oh, it'll be digital soon on my phone.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. Make that trip to Italy and then go ahead and don't call me. I don't know you when you're at the U.S. Embassy trying to get in.
Although you bring up a good point. Why does the passport have to be as big as it is? Why don't they have it in card size?
And not only that.
Card size is like a universal card these days.
Well, the stamps, you could do digital stamps, but also then that can be manipulated, blah, blah, blah. But also, most people have passports. You get it for like one trip in your lifetime. I've gone through two passports.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Like, my stamps, like, I had to get addendums into mine. It was ridiculous at one point in time. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I don't think most people have to do this.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was...
I got a real ID now.
Yeah, I had to get that stupid thing. We all have to now because they postponed it for 2 years because of COVID. Yeah, it was supposed to be instituted in like 2020.
State of Washington was pretty easy. It was pretty easy to get it.
Oh, yeah. It was easy to get it. I was like, oh, here we go. Because the picture I had before was terrifying, but the picture I had before that, I had a real good picture.
My picture right now is god-awful.
My hair was at my shoulders.
I got
slicked back.
I went full hockey guy. I got the picture of, like, not allowed within 50 yards.
Oh, yeah. Mine's a full-on serial killer.
I'm being told you can get a passport license for a few bucks extra.
Oh, there you go.
Could be into that.
That'd be nice. Nicole Scherzinger, Pussycat Dolls, I think is who she was with.
Okay.
Staggeringly attractive woman.
Okay.
Supermodel attractive, right? I worked at a company, and she was buying something for her boyfriend at the time, and got flagged as fraud, and I was the ops manager, so I was like, I'll go deal with this. So I ended up calling her, and I'm like, hey, if you can, like, right now on your cell phone, take a picture of your license and send it to me, I'll green light this. Because I'm thinking, there's no way this is actually her. It was her, and her license photo looked like it was on the cover of Vogue.
Wow.
And I was like, I wanted to ask her, do you have so much power in California that you were like, I'm not sitting in front of this stupid camera. Here's a headshot.
You should see there's a great video that's gone viral. I think it might have been from a documentary of Victoria Beckham trying to, like, use her driver's license in America shoot as, like, a shoot. She was like, looked at the picture. She goes, oh, I don't like it. Can we do that again? And the lady goes, honey, this is the DMV. We only do one shot.
I mean...
She has, like, a makeup artist there, like, fixing her hair.
No, that's, like, legitimately, like, I think that's what Nicole Scherzinger did, because it was the most insane driver's license photo I ever saw, to the point where I thought it was fake.
All right, that'll do it for us. Detroit up 1-0 going into the fifth inning, I believe. Fourth inning, excuse me. Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow is a Football Friday, so we'll be there. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.